How's it going, Yamitators? Episode 404 of You and Me in Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. What's up? How's it going? Your birthday's coming up. That could be fun. How are things when you are? Got to get off work early today. That was nice. I applied to another job. This other job would be working at a smoke shop at a pipe shop. At a, I think it's just called a smoke shop. But that job could be a nice departure and entry to back into the wonderful wide world of cannabis. Because the one redeeming thing about my current job is, well, there's some chill people I work with, but the job itself is just a job to me, and one of the redeeming qualities of that job is free employee meal. The director of operations of the store came in earlier, and they were kind of just going, this part of the store, this part of the store, hey, how's it going? And we talked about stand-up comedy, because they were like, how do you like the job? And I was like, it's a job. Because it can get really hectic and it can get intense. But then it can also depend on just who you're working with. And like I said, I work with some pretty chill people. Sorry about that. A couple days ago, it snowed a bunch. And I went out for a smoke. And I was listening to music, and I was like dancing out in the street in the snow. Like it was blizzarding. It didn't like accumulate like a blizzard would, but it was blowing all over the place and sticking, and I needed it. Sometimes you just need to dance, you know? Which brings me back to Dance Dance Revolution. Because I used to be really good. And now I'm like medium. Medium to medium good. But I could get those skills back. All those AAA scores. All those steps. I missed that game. Dance Dance Revolution. DDR Max 2. Select a style. Select song. select level. This mode is difficult. Every time I'd say that, I'm like, yeah, we'll see. And sometimes, difficult mode, really difficult. And other times, I'm like, oh, I've got this. It's this kind of step. Remember when I used to have, I asked my sister to print out steps from certain songs and certain difficulties and send it to me while I was in Dominican Republic. Or, well, it was before that. It was when I was still in, Provo. I realize now that I've been constantly being tested every day. Something new, a few things sometimes. But given such and such situation, how will you react? And I've chosen poorly. But I've also chosen well. And I hope at this point the good outweigh the bad. Because I need to get back to where I once belonged. Get back to where I once belonged. Get back, Jojo. Get back, Loretta. I've got to go to England. Liverpool. And London. London calling. I haven't had that much chance to travel because I've always been strapped for cash, always barely making it to the next month. And sometimes not making it to the next month. And it seems like a big group of you out there, wherever, whenever that is, are like, we're ready to hang out, we're ready to party. We know your heart is in the right place, though sometimes your actions haven't reflected that, and let's hang out.
Hi.
When? whenever, wherever. Contigo, mi vida, quiero vivir la vida. Tú no ves, estoy a tus pies. Tú, 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 tú. Contigo, mi vida, quiero vivir la vida. Special shout out to Shakira. Nikki, Aaliyah. Shout out to Beyonce. Everyone who's listening, clap right now for Beyonce. You saw me clapping. Shout out to everyone who's been guiding me. And it's been a lot of help. And a lot of you are out there right now being like, hey, stop recording your podcast and listen to our podcast. Let's talk. What if it's been a Star Trek? Star Search. But I think it might be more than that. Feels deeper than that. Anyway, if you're out there listening, watching, I love you. Truly, if you cough it out correctly, it'll also help clear your digestive tract. Because you cough and you cough the food down. And sometimes up. But it... Cannabis does a much smoother and better job of it. But... Ziggy's? Not all bad. The smell can get bland, I guess. But it's another familiar smell. Takes me back to those days in Bogarts, seeing concerts, when they allowed smoking indoors. And I inhaled a lot of smoke. And got drinks spilled on me. It was a... it was a way of demonstrating, like, not only are these things not so bad for you, but they connect you with other people who are also experiencing them. And when people talk about vices, it's like sometimes you partake of a product more than other people would, but to say that it's a vice is taking power away from yourself. And that's a dangerous road. Clear airway. 420 FM. But yeah, as long as, like, you can handle it, and you're not getting blotto and driving. Then it's like a case by case basis. Some people do really well under the influence, and some people just kind of like pass out. But it connects us. If anyone out there is smoking with me, I appreciate it. Just sharing a vibe. I want to play more video games. I'll be excited if I get a gaming PC and a desk. Get back on Twitch. Stream for everybody. Happy holidays, everybody. My birthday's coming up. I'm seeing The Matrix Resurrections. Matinee. I'm excited. I saw someone tweet, "It's so awesome they're re-releasing the Matrix movies." Means it's already come out and everyone's already watched it when I watched it. some things are on a very clear line and some things are on a blurry line. Oh, Blurred Lines. Is that what that song is about? Like, it's unsure what's gonna happen around here, but around here, he's gonna go see the Matrix Resurrections. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming a whole new world. Don't you dare close your eyes. What's up, Jasmine? What's up, Kim? I'm going to listen to your podcast soon. Or be a part of, rather. Everyone who wants to do my podcast, reach out. And we don't have to talk about the big thing. We can just talk about career stuff. And you already know so much about me, but I don't know that much about like career-wise. A lot of you. And I'm curious, and I'm excited to meet more people out there who are creative-minded and who have been making entertainment for the world, for the universe, for the multiverse. I gotta go to see the new Spider-Man. No way home, you gotta hear me. No way home, you gotta hear me. No way home, you gotta hear me. No way home. The greater meaning in that being, I may be in this time right now, but no place is going to feel like home until I'm back. Got a beautiful star shining right now. It's like dusk. Got some amazing clouds going. Two stars I see now. Excuse me. That was a good one. Clearing the airways. And soda is good for clearing the airways. If you've got an autoimmune disease in it, has affected the way you digest and just the way you feel every day. Smoking cannabis can and will help. And if you don't want to get high, there's always CBD. And if you don't want to smoke, there's always edibles and tinctures. Shout out to Jenna, my old roommate. She and I made some amazing edible curry. We called it blurry curry. Then we made some butter, some budder. I couldn't pay the bills and I had to move. I had my piano in there. That was nice. Shout out to Chicago for being like, yo, we got these cannabis amnesty boxes, so even if you don't have enough to buy weed, you could just have some weed. And shout out to Detroit for being like, yo, let's shroom together. Shout out to Oregon for being like, yo, let's do all the drugs together. And I don't know if I'm gonna do them all. Probably just gonna stick to weed and shrooms. I still want to do ayahuasca. Everyone saw my new potential temporary home. Cause I gotta get back to where you once belonged. Get back to where you once belonged. Get back, Loretta. Whoa. Some of you came back with me. lot of you did. A lot of you are here. Not just here listening to and watching the podcast, but here as in, like, in 2021. To experience things as I do in real time, in the same time. And some of you are just playing the game. And I appreciate all of the attention. Jojo was a man, he thought he was a loner. I gotta learn those lyrics better. Come on, Doug. I had the lyrics. I had the albums. I don't have them anymore. They were in the van that I had to leave behind. And some of you are in this across time, which... Whew... Like, being able to jam out with the Beatles across time. That was fucking awesome. If there's a second season of that show, you know I'll be back. Get back to where you once belonged. Get back, Loretta. Paul, aka Stephen Bradford. Ringo, aka Isaac Cass. John, aka Stephen Briody. Or George, aka Stephen Briody. John, aka Matt Umbrey. Oh. And we used to play together. I knew every song. Because I was like, if we're going to play together, I got to show them that I know these songs, and I know them. With my memories gone, everyone's been like, but you know every song, you know every word, you know every chord, you do solos and stuff sometimes. Where did you go? It's in there. You just gotta unlock it. I've gotta write more music, and I'm gonna get a ticket to see the new Spider-Man. I think that's good for this episode. Reach out whenever you're, like, allowed to. There's probably a date that was agreed upon or something. You all have my phone number and my email and my Twitter and my Instagram. Twitters and Instagrams. Thanks for being there. I know it's been an emotional roller coaster. The kind where you have to strap in and your legs are dangling. And you go upside down and twist around and it's been dangerous. But there's always the part on the roller coaster when the ride ends. And you hop off, and you go, just gonna walk around the park for a little bit. Take everything in. Gonna be a good year. I am gonna make it through this year if it kills me. Sorry about all that. Regulating your digestion can sound kind of gross, but it's just natural functions. of the intestinal gas. Okay. I know I already ended the episode, but reach out, and let's all hang out with suns and moons all over the place. Excuse me. Alright, this has been You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp, and I'll think of a title in a minute. Alright, bye.